This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, for the second time in three games, the Twins are going to face one of their former pitchers, and they need a win tonight to avoid their first three-game losing streak in a month. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the pregame lineup card. I'm Mark Chenowski. After facing Tyler Mahle in Sunday's series finale in Texas, Martin Perez goes to the hill for the Padres this evening in Game 2 in San Diego. Perez pitched for the Twins in 2019. Twins are giving the ball to the right guy tonight in Bailey Ober. He is 12-5 with a 3.49 ERA, looking for his fifth straight win, his 11th consecutive quality start, and seven of his victories this season have followed a Twins loss. Now, he did not take a decision Thursday in Texas. He allowed two runs in six innings in a game. The Twins won 3-2. This is going to be Bailey's second time facing San Diego. The Padres got to him for three runs in six innings May 11th of last season here at Target Field. In a game, the Twins won 5-3. Padres acquired Perez from Pittsburgh at the trade deadline. The lefty is 3-5 through 19 starts. He picked up the win over the Pirates last Wednesday. Perez has never defeated the Twins in his career. He's 0-4 in 12 games, seven of those being starts. The Twins want to get back on track. The loss last night left them tied with Kansas City for second in the Central and in the American League wildcard chase. Let's rewind to the series opener. Matt Wallner's opening inning two-out RBI double off of Michael King plated Trevor Larnach to make it 1-0. The lead, however, was short-lived as the Padres responded with two off of Zebby Matthews in the home half. Twins had the bases loaded with one out in the second. They settled for just one run, which tied the game up, but they also stranded a pair in the third as they struggled to land a big knockout punch to King, who would then go on to cruise through his next three innings. Now, an error on Matthews plus two rare walks from Zebby had the bases loaded. Two outs in the bottom of the third, Jackson Merrill at the plate.
No balls, two strikes, bases loaded. The pitch swung on and lifted into the air. Left center field, long run for both Larnach and Martin. Neither's going to get it. That ball splits the outfielders, rolls to the fence. Bases clearing double for Jackson Merrill, and it's a 5-2 lead for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, the 0-2 changeup came right back over the plate, and Merrill cleared the bases. It stayed 5-2 until the Twins made two-out noise in the ninth against Robert Suarez. Christian Vasquez singled home Eddie Julian to cut the deficit to two. Jose Miranda pinch hit for Austin Martin. He represented the tying run, but he grounded out to end the game. The Twins lose 5-3 the final. The Padres improved to a major league best 21-6 since the All-Star break, and they stayed in possession of the top wildcard spot in the National League while they're still chasing down the Dodgers in the West. The last time the Twins dropped three in a row was sandwiched around the break. None of those games started by Bailey Ober. For more on Game 2 of this series, we are at Petco Park. Thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, here's Chris Atterbury and Paul Molitor.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that this game is started by Bailey Ober, Gino, because he has been really, really good. We know about 10 consecutive quality starts. He's shown the ability to find pitches that weren't there at the start of a game and use them to get deeper into a game, and he's kept his club in every single contest. And, Paul, when you look at the situation the Twins are in, and you've been there as a player, you've been there as a coach, you've been there as a manager, you know you're throwing three rookies in your rotation. So three out of every 5 days, you're going to have an untested guy on the mound. Sometimes, especially on the road in a pennant race, when you look up and you find your best guy against maybe their fourth or fifth guy, do you put a little extra pressure on that, or do you have to try to avoid saying this is a game you really have to have?
Well, there's a couple of ways to look at it. First of all, you have to believe you can win every game, but when you look at the schedule and the way our rotation has shaped up as we get into the last 5-6 weeks of the season, Bailey Ober's been your most consistent pitcher, and you're playing on the road, you're playing a hot team. You're facing a guy that really hasn't a great year, although he's pitched well for the Padres so far. This is the one that you would like to put in the win column for sure.
Paul, I want to switch up and look at the Twins at the plate, and more specifically, Royce Lewis. You know, he's in a stretch right now. No RBIs in his last six games. That's the longest stretch since he began his big league career. He's only had one extra base hit over these last six games. Rocco's got him hitting number two today. What are you looking for, Royce? Twins really need some production from him, especially with no Correa, no Buxton.
Well, I think that, you know, our expectations for Royce are so high that if he goes six games, it's a big deal, right? Because he's been so productive when he has played. I think Rocco was just trying to find the right combination. Even winning those three games in Texas, we didn't really have offensive outbursts. You know, we pitched well. We won some close games late. I think he's just trying to find a way to put some runs on the board, putting Royce in that second hole. And Santana hitting third today, too. You know, he's got almost a .300 average against left-handed pitching and leads the club with nine home runs. So just shaking it up a little bit. Hopefully it produces some runs tonight.
Yeah, and on that same note, Gino, because you are trying to fight offense with no Byron, with no Carlos Correa, I'm looking at Jose Miranda. We know he's a good at bat. He's been struggling a bit. He hasn't driven in a run like Royce in his last six games. He hasn't hit a home run since July the 5th, and I think he is just too good a hitter to stay down for much longer. I'm looking for him to break out here in San Diego.
Okay, well, we're going to see if they can do that. It's going to be tough against the lefty Martin Perez, though, the first time through the order, as he's been really good the first time through the order this season, as he limits guys the first time he sees them. Guys are only hitting. He's got a 1.42 ERA with one homer allowed in the first two innings this season. We've been at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. San Diego, they strike out the least in the majors. They have the most hits while drawing the sixth fewest walks. Rocco talks about how Bailey Ober should attack this Padres lineup.
Well, I think you just have to mix your pitches. So he's going to have to use all of them and probably all of them, you know, early in the count. What you don't want is to become kind of a reliable guy out there from the other side where you know what's coming. And believe me, they're going to be swinging, and some of those guys will be swinging hard, and you want to make sure that they're guessing. But Bailey has the type of pitches and the ability to pitch to do that. He does that pretty naturally most of the time, so I have no worries about him pulling that off.
Padres with five lefties and a switch hitter in the lineup tonight. In Ober's start Thursday in Texas, lefties went 1-for-13 with two strikeouts for the season. Lefties hitting just 178 against Bailey. The Padres, though, have scored 450 runs off of righties this season. That is the most in the National League. Rocco's going to chat more about Bailey coming up next. Then later on, why Manny Margot is struggling this season as a pinch hitter. And a guy who knows something about hitting talks about the guy looking at a historic third straight batting crown. This series versus the Padres is brought to you by Hellman's Mayo. It's burger season, and it's time to take your burgers from ordinary to extraordinary with rich and creamy Hellman's mayonnaise, available at your local Cub. Stick around for more of the lineup card here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.